Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Doctor, doctor, I'm screaming out.
Well, you know, sometimes you hear somebody say something and you go, well, that's about the dumbest thing I ever heard. And maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't. And we're going to talk a little bit about something like that. We have Dr. Stan Anderson on our WHBC Newsline. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. It's great to talk to you.
All right. So the topic this morning is, you know, kind of conspiracy theories or, you know, basically a person's point of view and why people believe in some weird things. Because I know there's a lot of times I sit there and go, why in the world would you think that? How can you think that?
Yeah. And there's some interesting things that are going on in medicine. So let me just throw out some of the things that I have either directly faced or that I have heard about that are going around. So one is the everybody knows about the lab leak hypothesis. Did it come out of the lab, the Wuhan lab? Is it from bats? Nobody knows, but the theory is so interesting that it is almost now common widespread view that it is from a lab leak. Remember AIDS, they thought that that was the government made that to kill off the black population, and that the disease in sub-Sahara Africa, they thought that that was a conspiracy by the government to kill off people that they didn't like. And vaccines, when the smallpox vaccine, they thought back in the 1950s and 60s that it would cause people to grow horns or to die, the DPT, that it would cause brain damage, and that MMR vaccine led to autism. And so there's this lot of this view that's interesting. A lot of people think we have the cure for cancer and that it is a way for the Bill Gates in the world to make more money, or that it's a way for population control. And a lot of people still feel they've seen that TV show Snowfall, that the government, this is in the FX series Snowfall, the government targeted the African-American populations in the 80s with crack cocaine, and they used the profits to fund paramilitary groups in Nicaragua. There's many people that believe that marijuana is a safe drug. It was banned in the U.S. because the paper industry was using hemp, and they thought it was a competitor. So, and then everybody knows about the Flat Earth Society. There are people who believe that the Earth is flat, that it is not round. And in fact, on the Flat Earth Society webpage, so I went to it just because I was kind of curious about it. What they say is, standing with reason, we offer a home to those wayward thinkers that march bravely on with reason and truth in recognizing the true shape of the earth. So there is this huge population, a lot of people, and I almost dare say, almost every one of us has some kind of a weird a view. And part of the reason that we begin to hold these views is we are all pattern identifiers. We all try to connect the dots. And a lot of people look at pattern identification. We feel powerless because of what's going on with society, with the government, and there's a lot of anxiety about what's going on. So what we do is we connect the dots, and the connecting of the dots can sometimes be wrong, but from the dot connection of the past, that frames the framework upon which we build our present and our future.
Yeah, and that's what's leading to a lot of frustration and anxiety for people in general, because either A, they're saying, how can you believe that? I just want to shake you. Or they're on the other side saying, hey, this is true. Why don't you people start believing in it, right?
Yeah, and there are some people who, the more that they start to get pushback, instead of, let me rethink it, they dig their heels in And they're even more adamant that my view, you must believe it, and they become a lot more emotional. So the issue is we do live an epidemic of lopsided news, so that people can go to any site on the internet and they can get any kind of slanted opinion or slanted view or a biased view of something, and they can almost find that there is an entire community that is also buoyed up, that is building up those types of things. I mean, denial of many of the common views of science is mainstream. And quite frankly, we're all susceptible to it, because we actually don't know enough to be able to justify most of the things that we actually do believe. So, for instance, I've been thinking a lot about why we do some of the things. So there are some people who smoke. Everybody knows that smoking is bad. But what exactly is the mechanism? Most of us know that if we smoke, that there are some people that develop lung cancer or heart disease. But if you try to figure out what is the exact mechanism, almost all of us, even some of the real smart scientists, are going to say, well, we're not exactly sure. So it is that lack of absolute knowledge that all of us have that leads us to be more susceptible to falling off the edge. So we don't know, we surf the internet, just having access to that information makes you feel more confident in your ability to be able to be going off on some tangent. And your friends, if they're expressing a real strong opinion, that also influences you.
So how do you deal with, you know, in talking with someone like that? I mean, what's the best way to keep your sanity, you know, and to be a good person?
Yeah, so the first thing is don't do what I used to do, which is to say, this, you clearly just don't have the facts. And so in my past, I would try to reason people through it. And that did work for a very small number of people. But we live in the illusion that all of us came to the views that we hold based on our understanding of facts. So when we interact with those that we disagree, we just assume that they're either too stupid to see the truth. But ignorance is an actual feature of humanity. And the world is far more complex. So one of the things that I have started to try to do, and this is something that I think our world needs more of, is to listen. Let people say what they feel. Let people express their feelings and their emotions, because none of us really have it all figured out. And this whole thing of intellectual integrity, that there is a limit to our understanding of things, and intellectual humility, where I know that I have blind spots. And the more that I'm able to say, okay, I am not going to interpret the entire world just on one series of facts that I know, the more that I can listen to what other people say and then point out, well, there's another possibility, and not berate other people for holding a different view, I think we're going to come to a better world.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And tomorrow is our Wishes Can Happen Wishathon. I'll see you at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Dr. Stan's going to co-host an hour with me.
Forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So we will see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Pam.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.